Hello and welcome to Movie Taco 1. This week we say, hey, sexy Ryan Gosling to Gangster Squad. We sing our way to the cinema to see Les Miserables. Plus, we have exclusive discussions of the Oscar nominations and a preview of this weekend's Golden Globe Awards. Also, we'll be reviewing films already in cinemas, including The Hobbit, Life of Pi, and The Impossible. Hello, my name is Luke. You may know me from the Jimmy and Luke Show or as the senior reviewer on BuzzHub.tk, and I'm joined today by my co-host from the Jimmy.
Are you sure we don't need something covering
this? Yes, from the Jimmy and Luke Show, who is Jimmy, and he is here at today to discuss exciting movie-related things.
He's not here.
So this is a revamped version of our old Movie Buzz podcast, of which we only did one episode.
Yeah. And then Movie Taco.
This is going to be far, far cooler though, because, you know, it's called taco.
Yeah.
Taco is cooler than buzz. I'd rather eat a taco than eat a buzz.
Well, I'd rather eat enchilada, but still.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Or fajita.
No, taco.
Fajita.
Anyway.
Maybe a fajita.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Movie fajita.
So. It's early January, and you know what early January means? It means that there are lots of nice, pretty, Oscar-y things coming out. So
and
we've got,
sex.
In a couple of weeks.
I thought you said nice, pretty, Oscar-y.
We've got such lovely Oscar-y films like Lincoln, Zero Dark Thirty, which I've all seen already because I'm awesome.
Were you laughing?
We're based in Ireland, which means that we are covering the releases which are coming
out
this
week.
Kerry. We are covering the films coming out this week in the UK and Ireland, not the US. So if you're in the US, you're going to feel a little bit
depressed.
Yeah, because you've probably seen all these movies a long time ago because we get, screwed over and we don't see them until the next year. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We begin with exciting news that came out this morning, or last night, that Christopher Nolan is planning his next project.
Yay.
Which is a script written by his brother, which I forgot the name of. I think it's called Interplanetary or something like that.
Interplanetary.
It sounds kind of like Inception, except it's to do with planets and space, and it's just science fiction. I don't know if it's going to be any good or not, but
it doesn't sound that good.
But Inception didn't sound very good either.
True.
And Inception's awesome. And a Batman, which is all dark and depressing, didn't sound very good either.
But still, Interplanetary, if that's what it's called.
That's not what it's called. I'll get you the name of it now. It's called something a bit cooler than that.
Interspace.
It doesn't sound particularly interesting, but I'll get you the name.
And it turns out this guy stole name from the new Star Trek, Into Space.
Yeah, it's called Into Darkness.
Into Darkness, yeah.
Into Darkness.
Into Planet.
It's called Interstellar. That's even worse. Interstellar. So, Interstellar. That's what we can all expect to see next.
Interstellar, more like.
Interstellar. Jesus Christ, that sounds like shit. But, needless to say, I'm sure Joseph Gordon-Levitt will be in it. So, if no one else.
Then Kian falls down from the roof.
And Marion Cotillard.
And says the name and shoots back up.
Yeah.
He goes, he lands, Tyrell. Work back up. He's like a little puppet.
No, Kian says it, T. Burrell. Speaking of which, Ty Burrell is in The Muppets 2, which is very exciting, along with
Ricky. Is there another Muppets?
Yeah, Ricky Gervais is going to be the main guy, and then you've got T. Burrell, and you've got, and Tina Fey is going to be in as well. It's going to be amazing.
When I went to see Hugo,
Tina Fey, really?
Yeah.
You know those things that usually come up?
Ricky Gervais, Ty Burrell, Tina Fey.
No,
that's a good movie.
I can see Ricky Gervais being in it.
Yeah, well, he is in it. He's confirmed for it. Tina Fey is in talks. Which means she'll be in it.
I really can't see Tina Fey being in it, though. It just doesn't suit her.
Yeah, she's too... I can't see Ricky Gervais being in it. I've never seen him do anything where he's not being offensive and kind of politically incorrect. How could he make a kid's film? I don't... He was in Stardust.
Ricky Gervais, I can see being in it. Maybe as a...
He's the main guy in it. Like, he's replacing Jason Segel.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not playing the same character. Yeah, well, this is what we're here to talk about. So, yeah. Well, anyway, let's move on to some things we've seen recently. So, Jimmy, you saw...
The Impossible.
Le Impossible.
It was sad.
Yes. So
it was emotional.
This is the film about the 2004 Boxing Day tsunami with Naomi Watts.
Family separated, sadness in it, death, horrible
scenes. Something that Lucien talks about all the time.
A scene with boobies.
Alright.
one scene.
Well, actually, not this scene. Like she's like hurt.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be.
I know.
You know, erotic.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dean thought it was.
Some people have been complaining about the fact that this film only shows how the tsunami affected the white people who were there on holiday, and not so much the natives.
You could see some bits of the natives. Like this one guy was looking for his wife. And this other guy was looking for
it. So it didn't just give the impression that the only people that we care about are the white people, no?
No, it's not just like... It was mostly white people, but from different countries.
All right.
Some French people, some German. I think that German lady you're on about was in it.
Liar!
Yeah. No, that would be fun.
Do you think
Life Pie was an allergy? Allergy.
Allergy.
Allergy. Something like that. My mom was on about it.
Allergy. No, I want to
allergy.
Go.
Like...
Theological.
Wait, was it either the people or was it animals? Which do you think? Which do you think was true? The one about the cook?
Oh.
Or the one about the tiger?
Well, in the book, I believe the one about the tiger because the book is great.
Yeah.
Neither of them are true, but in the movie... I hated it so much that I stopped listening by the end, and I just, no. I didn't hate it, I just didn't like it, I didn't enjoy it, because they spent way too much time in the zoo, in the book. He's out of the zoo in 10 pages, and then the rest of the book is him out in the thing. And, it wasn't really their fault, but turning that book into a movie was never going to work, because 95% of the book is, like, him describing things and going, oh, the sea shimmered. I remembered when it shimmered at home when I looked at the glass on the mirror and all this. But it is interesting. And they couldn't bring that into the movie. And it was just kind of...
It's because whoever directed it didn't know what the hell was
going on. I know, Ang Lee is not
first,
a good director.
The guy who played Pi was his first movie.
He was good. He was the one good thing. He was good. But he was very
I thought when he was the boy, it was pretty cute.
He was very like Raj from The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And he talks exactly like him.
He could have just really used better lighting techniques.
Yeah.
Camera techniques.
But with the
way I don't think it looked very good. I mean, I didn't see it in the cinema or in 3D. Did you see it in 3D?
No.
Yeah. Yeah? Was the 3D good?
Yeah, the whale 3D was
well,
good.
Well, I mean, when I went to see Amazing Spider-Man.
What, the tiger? When it jumped out?
Yeah,
it actually came out this. Yeah,
when I went to see Amazing Spider-Man, they showed us the scene with the flying fish in 3D. And that was pretty amazing, but...
That was cool.
It looked kind of shit.
It was actually pretty cool on my Nintendo as well. I got the trailer onto it, and I was watching it in 3D, and the fish came towards the thing, and I literally jumped back.
That's cool.
That Nintendo 3DS is a waste of money.
Not really, it's actually pretty fun.
It is.
So that's Life of Pi, and then there's...
For you, it may be.
Then there's The
is.
Hobbit, which we already... I discussed on Jimmy and Luke's show, which you can go download, but Jimmy wasn't discussing at the time.
I put
so
on
Jimmy,
Street Pass, and I was walking around, I ended up with 49 Mii's in my Mii Plaza. That's how much people have in attendance. Continue.
You've seen The Hobbit now.
Yes.
Yes. So...
And I haven't.
What did you think?
I liked it.
Because I was
the
sort
of... The first hour you were right.
First hour is some of the worst shit I've ever... Well, the beginning is good. Like the bit where they're dragging you back to the castle, that's good. And then
I like
the
music.
Where they're all...
You know when they're in the Goblin City?
I don't know. I saw it like four weeks ago. I can't
remember. You know the Goblin place?
Yeah.
When they fall down the...
Yeah.
They rush towards them. I was listening to music from that, and the music even sounds scary.
Music was good, but it was not in the same realm as the Lord of the Rings music, which was disappointing. Like, it was okay.
Well, there were some bits from
also,
the old...
Yes,
there some
but
bits.
There was at the beginning they used the Returning Hobbits, and then...
No, and then...
And then when the ring fell to the ground after the bit with Gollum, then they had the...
No. You haven't listened to any other music. When the elves came with the warg attack, you could hear a bit from the second Lord of the Rings.
All right.
And the same with
and when
the
they when
white,
they went when they went
council.
To Rivendell then
yeah,
I had
heard,
the music
yeah.
then yeah
so there was some music and there was the Mordor music with the Morgul blades and all that crap and the orcs you could hear
so they didn't use them they didn't use the
this ended up turning into music movie hub.
Why would they use that? That's for the fellowship and use the shadow
well there was a fellowship of dwarves which I cannot name. Thorin Oakenshield.
Moving on.
Thorin Oakenshield. Philly Killy. Biffer Boffer Bomber. Ori Nori Dori. Owen Glowin.
Glowin.
Dwalin and Balin.
They just sound like made up names.
Yes. And
they
Bilbo
really
and
do.
Gandalf.
Yeah, they really are.
Bilbo and Gandalf.
I know.
Radagast the Brown. I like him.
I think he's
kind of creepy.
I think he's going to die in the next one.
Aww.
Or the one after.
I don't want Radagast.
He doesn't die in the book, but I think he's going to die in this one.
I like him.
Make it more dramatic.
Maybe he does die in the book. I can't remember. Yeah, no, I don't like him because when Radadas came in, spiders came in, and Mino liked spiders.
The spiders kind of just freaked me out.
I thought he did die in the book, though.
I can't remember. When the spiders, like, I wasn't watching when the spiders were in it because I was scared shitless.
So did you went
shit. Like, I just saw, like, when you were looking up and you could see some of their legs over the thing, but did you actually see the full spider?
Yeah, you saw the full spider crawling away.
Jesus, that's fucking scary.
You know, you only saw its back.
Yeah, I know, it's still terrifying. Jesus Christ.
It wasn't as big as Shelob, though.
Yeah, well, I am so not going to see the Desolation of Smaug. Actually, the spiders are going to be kind of at the beginning. So,
you know that,
maybe I can just come in after
it. You know the Necromancer? When I zoomed in on him, it reminded me a lot of Slender. Like, his face was all white, and then his arms started to grow, and his legs.
Yeah. Well, you know that guy.
He's black.
What's his name?
Who are you talking about?
The Necromancer.
Oh.
He hasn't seen it yet.
He looked like Slender.
What's the name of your man? The orc guy.
The Defiler.
What's his
first name?
I don't know.
Something the Defiler. I heard that the people on this, because the actor's so handsome, that all the women making the movie wore t-shirts saying, you can defile me anytime. But he looked exactly like the engineer from Prometheus. Exactly like him.
You did.
And you think they would have changed it after seeing Prometheus. They would have been like, oh, let's make him a bit different and put some scales on him.
No, what they did was they just cut the circle.
Yeah.
He looked exactly
the same, though. It was really distracting.
But he was really cool.
Nah, I don't know. Do you have a Lego model of him?
No. There's no Lego. Oh, yeah, there is.
Jimmy here has got Lego Hobbit for Christmas, which sounds...
Bilbo Baggins' house.
Awesome.
I got carrots, I got a baguette, I got a pretzel, I got cherries and apples.
You have a crap ton of Lego.
I know.
You don't need a weapon. You can make a giant sword.
I did that once.
He could probably make a fully functional gun out of Lego.
Like a big Lego thing, and always just falls apart.
He can make a fully functional Lego gun.
I come in with a functional Lego gun, shooting everyone with Lego bricks.
You could spend like 6 months modeling bullets out of them and creating all these crazy science.
Or melting them down into bullet things.
Yeah, you could do so much with that. If you were locked in a cave with like all your Lego and some fire and water and food, you'd be like,
Lego to him, if he was locked in a cave, would like be playing Minecraft.
Yeah.
You could build your Iron Man suit
and then like go
or shoot Lego blocks at them, they just bounce off the chest and they shoot me down and die.
You just moving got on. Lego fat.
So that's what we see. I see some stuff which hasn't come out yet, which we'll discuss in future episodes, like Lincoln and Zero Dark 30, and I actually haven't seen that yet, and Hitchcock, and what else have I seen? Wreck-It Ralph, This Is 40, Cloud Atlas. I've seen a lot of shit because I'm awesome.
And you like doing stuff awesome.
So what else were we going to talk about? Oh yeah, this week's releases. So there's two big releases this week here in Britain and Ireland, and I have seen neither. None of us have seen either, but I'm going to see Les Misérables maybe next week. Yeah. The other one is Gangster Squad. Gangster Squad. Ryan Gosling. Anyway, this is the big-ass gangster movie. This was supposed to come out in November, but there was a scene in it where the gangsters go into a cinema and shoot everybody. So that had to be cut out after the tragedy in Aurora and replaced with a scene in Chinatown. Because, you know, it's okay to kill Chinese people. So it's coming out now.
Really?
And it's got an amazing... Well, the story's real. It's not really okay to kill Chinese people.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, it's not okay to kill anybody. But,
why'd you say it's okay to kill people?
I don't know.
Watch.
So anyway, so this has got like the best cast of any movie, apart from Les Misérables, which is the other movie out this week. They both got the most amazing cast. Gangster Squad's got Ryan Gosling, Josh Brolin, Emma Stone, Nick Nolte. It's got...
I destroyed it.
What's his name?
I never wanted to see the... Do you know that movie? Green Hornet.
Yeah.
Is that good?
No.
Good.
It's terrible.
I know.
Why don't you want to see it?
I don't want to see it.
It's not great.
It sounds terrible.
It looked great, but it turned out terrible.
And the guy who directed it, he made some really cool, like, small comedies back in the day with Jack Black and stuff. And I don't know why it was so bad.
And
Seth Rogen wrote it as well. And his script, like, he wrote The Watch, and the script for that was pretty funny. So he wasn't in that, no. But anyway, what were they talking about?
We're talking about Ted.
So Gangster Squad's got Sean Penn, and it's got everyone. It's amazing, big gangster film, set in the LA in the 40s. It looks pretty good. It's not getting great reviews. It's only got 50% on.
Yeah, I got your spit all over me.
Rotten Toms, because that's what I call it, because that's my life now.
Are you giving the money?
No.
I don't have any money.
We have some real life gangster dealings going on here. Did you bring in the money? Where's my money? I need the money, dude. Give me the money, Donnie.
And then Dean pulls out a gun and I pull up my leg with him. Bang. And it just goes into
his I could bring in a star.
The assassination of James by the coward Dean. There's a movie called Assassination of James by the Coward Robert Ford. Starring Brad Pitt and Casey Affleck. Am I right, listeners? You can email in if I'm wrong. Our email address is info@buzzhub. It's actually taco@buzzhub.dk. Or you can tweet at buzz_hub. I couldn't get buzzhub. It was taken. I got buzz_hub.
Buzz_hub.
Or facebook.com/. Just go into Facebook and search for buzzhub. We don't actually have a URL yet.
It'd be facebook.com/buzzhub.
/pages/123.
Something.
We don't have. We have.
We
only have two likes on Facebook, and that's not enough to get a URL.
Something.
I bet you I liked it and you liked it. That's all.
The other movie, you didn't like it yet. I liked it from two different accounts.
Oh.
The other movie out this week is Les Misérables, which I made my funny poster for it this morning, like the Lincoln one, and it says, "Why do all these bad things happen to me?" Because it's a musical about shit happening to people in France in the olden days. I read an abridged version of the book recently.
Is it during the revolution?
It ends with the start of the revolution. So the revolution only kind of comes in at the end. But I read an abridged version of the book. The book is 950 pages. I read a 100-page version. So I thought it was the real book, and then I realized this is only 1/10 of what I should be reading. So I know what the central story is, but I haven't really read the book properly. But the movie's out tomorrow. Or today, when you guys are listening to it. It's got a great cast, Hugh Jackman, so it's got Wolverine, Catwoman, the guy from Gladiator. I don't know what the name of... Oh, what's his name? The character in Gladiator. Well, anyway, it's got him, and then it's got Amanda Seyfried from
Robin Hood. Let's just leave it at that.
Let's say Robin Hood, and then it's got Mama Mia, the daughter Mia.
Oh yeah.
Except her name's not actually Mia. Her name is
Mama Mia.
What's her name in Mama Mia? Her name
That'd
is.
That'd be actually funny. Does she have like a daughter or something?
Well, she is the daughter.
No, but does she herself have?
There's
a daughter?
No one in the movie called Mia.
No, Mama but does Mia she in real life Mama have Mia. A daughter?
Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah.
She's like 19. No, I don't think so.
Dean, what the hell are you on about? She's 19.
She's about 21, but
no.
What's the name of her character in Mamma Mia?
I don't know. Mia?
No. Mamma Mia. Here I go. She doesn't sing that song. It's Meryl Streep that sings the song. What's her character's name? It doesn't matter. It's Daisy or these stupid names. Not. But anyway, she's in it. So you got Wolverine, Catwoman, Robin Hood, daughter Mia.
Daughter Mia.
And then you've got Borat.
Oh, it's a cheek.
Right? You've got Borat and the Dictator, and then you've got Bellatrix from Harry Potter. And then you've got Eddie Redmayne, who is the guy from My Week with Marilyn.
It does sound good.
That's the amazing cast. But there is not one word spoken in the whole movie. Everything.
My ears. Neither can you.
And then you.
I know I can't sing.
Nah, you can sing better than me. I've heard Dean singing before. It's better than mine. But I can sing I Dream Your Dream pretty well. I sang it
You've
for
heard
this.
Me sing.
I sang
my
it for
sister's friend sleep origami. Once when my sister went to sleep over, she was half asleep and half awake. Pulled down the poster, said folding it.
He's heard me sing. He's heard me in bed then. And I was like, oh, fuck. I can sing in a deep voice.
So different
like,
from this hell
I'm Try singing in a deep voice.
I can't, this song is sung by a woman, so.
But try singing the song by Dick.
Okay. I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
Don't.
I can dream better in a high voice, and that's the truth.
I can dream better in a high voice.
I dreamed a dream that would never die.
Please don't. Oh, all right. God.
So different from the hell I'm living. Anyway, you can hear a good version of that sung by Anne Hathaway, who is an amazing singer. In Les Misérables, which is in cinemas.
And who is amazing?
Now, Anne Hathaway is amazing. She's gonna win Best Supporting Actress for that part. She's only in the movie for like 10 minutes, and like basically the only thing she does is sing that song. But she's supposed to be so awesome singing it. She gets her hair cut in the movie, like really. They actually cut her hair on camera, and it's in the movie, and she still has short hair because of it. It's funny. So So if you want to see Anne Hathaway's hair being cut off, which I will cry because I love her hair, then go to see Lenny the Adler. Anyway, now it's time to discuss the Golden...
His stuff go there, Johnny.
Golden Globes are on Sunday. Hosted by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Best Drama, Django, Zero.
Yeah.
Django, Zero, Argo. What's the other ones? Django, Zero, Argo. And then...
I don't know the other one.
What are the other two? I know.
Stop
the
asking
two.
Me.
Sorry. What are the other two then? See, I'm terrible at remembering this shit. Django, Zero, Argo. And then there's... come on, Jamie. You know the other one.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
What are we talking about today?
It's Movie Taco.
It's Movie Taco. This isn't the Jimmy and Luke show. This is Movie Taco.
Oh, right.
What's the other one, James? Oh, Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah.
And Life of Pi. So there's Pi, Lincoln, Argo, Zero,
Angle.
And Django. I have seen...
Or as the guys in the radio, Django.
I've only seen one of those, I think. Oh, no, I've seen two. I've seen Lincoln and... No, it's not Django. It's Django.
I know.
The D is silent. Vengeance won't be. No, my... one of our other critics on the site, who is a member of my family, whom I live with, has seen Django and says that in the movie... On four occasions, the guy goes, "The D is silent," and then he like shoots somebody. Somebody goes, "Hey, Django," and he goes, "The D is silent." That sounds pretty badass. That's Django. So you got Django, and I've seen Argo as well. I've seen three. I've seen Argo, Lincoln, Life of Pi. I have not seen Zero Dark Thirty, but I will be seeing it this weekend. Very excited because it's supposed to be awesome. Hopefully, I'll see it before the Golden Globes because if it wins, then yeah. And then there's what's the other one? Is Django. And then Best Comedy Musical is Bastard Live Marigold Hotel, which I've seen, Salmon Fishing in the Yemen, which I've seen, Les Miserables, which we just talked about, and...
You go to cinemas, or don't you?
I don't go to see any of these in cinema. I get screener copies because I'm a critic. what are the other ones for Best Comedy? Who cares? They're all shit.
Screener
anyway. Ted's not nominated, which means it is irrelevant.
Pirate Bay.
I don't think Pitch Perfect's not nominated either, is it? No. I haven't seen Pitch Perfect yet, but it's supposed to be good. I don't know.
I got the mumps yesterday.
No, you didn't. It says in the thing, if you get mumps, you get swollen testes.
Oh.
It also says that men get swollen testes and become infertile.
Sometimes.
It also said pregnant women. Yeah, my mother was laughing at this saying this is all made up. But it said pregnant women get the what's the third one? There's the measles, mumps, and
rubella.
Rubella. If pregnant women get rubella, their children will go blind or lose limbs.
You know, one day my mom said I went blind, and she told the teacher, and the teacher didn't give a fuck. He's like, "You take her to the hospital." And then she goes to the hospital and she finds out what she has. The doctor says, "Get your pajamas and your toothbrush and bring them over." She goes home to get her stuff.
Yeah.
She says, "I have to go stay in the hospital. I can't see out my left eye." My granny goes,
"I went up to my dad
whatever,
and
asked him, go, shh."
He says, get
your pajamas and toothbrush. And no one cares about her because her eye is blind. And then they find out she's talking to Moses or something like that. And there's a chance that someone else might get it.
I went and asked my mum.
I heard that Anderson Cooper, the news reporter, I heard that he like stared at the sun for too long and then he got sunburn on his eyeballs and he went blind for like 48 hours.
Oh my god.
That's terrifying. I never want to look at the sun because I don't want to get sunburn on my eyeballs.
Oh, the sun looks very nice today.
That's just a light reflecting. The sun's not up yet. Is the moon still up where we are here in fucking ass January Ireland? Oh,
no swearing at Movie Taco. Oh dear.
This is completely irrelevant to Movie Taco. So the Golden Globes is again. No one cares. Hello, please. Welcome to Movie Taco.
Ooh, I'm on
this
Movie
is
Taco.
This is our brand new show.
Taco.
We've discussed Les Miserables and all that stuff.
I saw a poster of the Battleship Potemkin yesterday from the 1920s in German, and I'm even more depressed that I haven't seen it. It's a bit of a song.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No, I haven't.
I have a DVD of it. You can borrow it. I'll give you Battleship Potemkin, Singing in the Rain, Don Quixote. Oh yes, yesterday you missed important things. We got a form to order the mock papers, you know what the total price is. For me anyway, for doing honors. I think we've got exactly the same number of papers.
The total price.
Have a guess. What do you think the total price is for the mocks?
It depends on the number. You have to pay more for the honours. For the
I came up with 100.
You were going to say something that's really high, right?
Yes. Well,
102 euro.
106
oh, come on.
Euro.
Yeah, I hate when people do that.
No. Or
88 euro.
You said you were 96.
I'm not paying that.
I know. I'm just the
They said you can get in touch with Ms. Harnan if you're poor, and you can pay it over weekly installments. So right, so there's English. But if you do pass English, maths, or Irish, you only have to pay half as much.
We just take much from me payment first.
Actually, no, it's English or Irish you have to pay. So Jimmy actually has to pay less than us.
Well, I have to pay 104.
So you could have...
If I do honours Irish.
Yeah, but you do pass maths. Yeah,
it's honours and
oh, there's two papers. Oh, and you do religion.
Yeah.
So that's only an extra 8 euro to what we have, so you should only have to pay 96.
104.
Come on.
What's the other one?
English honours.
Okay, let's... I did this yesterday, so... No, Jimmy, I've got the form. I got this.
If you can pass everything, like if you do really badly, then it's cheaper for you.
Yeah.
So your parents don't encourage you.
This is really interesting for our movie taco listeners, isn't it? They're dying to hear
about our forms.
Okay, so here he goes, right? So, also we got a form about the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. I don't know if you want to get another shot of it. This is, they said if you're worried, you can get a third shot of it.
Normal
if you don't want your testes to swell up, it says you can also get extra injections. They were saying that I should go get all, I've never gotten a vaccination, anything. They said I should go get them all at once, stick like 50 into my arm. Ah! Oh Jesus, he's brought in the check. He's got the check. Ah! Alright, right, so. Oh no, I need a calculator. This is so not interesting for the people at home. Okay, give it to me.
Let's just finish this.
I'll add up what I have to get.
Okay, so. So it's Irish, higher level paper one. Paper two. English paper one. English paper two, right?
Just two.
Maths paper one, maths paper two, right? Geography, history, French, science, music. That's it. That's 88 euro. Then James has that plus religion. So James, that's 96 euro.
No.
Okay, right? So you're doing Irish paper one, Irish paper two, English paper one. Or are you doing English ordinary level?
English high paper one, two.
All right, fine. Then maths paper one, maths paper two, right? Then geography, history, Spanish, science, music, religion, technical graphics.
You probably left out religion
last
time.
Wait, so he's doing two more subjects than... No, I didn't. But you're doing... That means you're doing two more papers than I am.
Yeah, because there's no art paper.
Oh!
Well done. That's what it is. There's no art paper. Jesus. That's what it is. All right.
Well, that's great, so we don't have to pay for an art paper.
Okay.
Why did we do this?
This is so not interesting for Movie Taco. Maybe for the Jimmy and Luke show, but not for Movie Taco.
I'm putting away your pencil.
So, what else do we have to talk about?
Movies.
So, Oscar nominations are coming out.
I've seen one.
In a minute.
Good for you.
They're coming out in a minute. We'll be discussing them in a few moments from now. So,
the sun's high in the sky here in the Irish noonday time.
Yeah, because it's 1:30.
Yeah.
So the Oscar nominations are coming out in a minute. They're coming out 4 hours from now. So what do we expect to be up? Well, best picture is going to be Argo, and Zero, and Django, and like give me Life of Pi, Lincoln, Les Misérables. We got.
I don't know.
And then so that's six.
Ireland will win.
And then we're gonna have Probably.
What are you on about?
Then Silver Linings Playbook. Silver Linings.
I just cheer and say Ireland will win.
No.
Oh.
Why is Ireland?
This Irish 19-year-old guy has gotten the lead role in Transformers 4.
Okay.
He's only been in one film.
Irish acting.
He was in one film. He was in What Richard Did.
The guy in the Life of Pi had never been in a film.
I know.
Have you seen Life of Pi?
No.
We talked about it already. We talked about how much I hate it. He's decent. They picked him off his brother went to audition in Delhi.
Delhi? I thought he was English.
No. But he's from Delhi.
Sorry?
He's from Delhi. He's Indian.
I know, but I thought he was like Indian English.
No. No,
you know,
he was in Delhi.
For Slumdog Millionaire, they got all the.
Yes, they got Dev Patel who lives in London. No, this guy's not an English film, so they got him in India.
Oh. I thought
it was filmed in.
In this region?
China, or something.
Oh,
the director's Taiwanese or something.
Taiwan. Taiwan isn't the claims China.
Yeah, but they didn't.
If you say that to a Taiwanese, he'll kill you.
But they didn't film it in Taiwan.
If you say that to a Chinese, he'll take your hand.
They didn't film it in Taiwan.
They filmed it in the sea of Taiwan.
They didn't film it in the sea, they filmed it in a tank. No sea. Because the boy couldn't swim.
In Hong Kong.
He'd never seen water in his life until he started filming the movie. He couldn't swim. Even though in the film he's named after a swimming pool. That's why it's called Pai, because his parents named it after.
No, I know, Bissin.
Bissin Mulder Patel.
Bissin Molitor.
He didn't give a fuck.
Oh, it's Molitor.
Molitor.
I read the book like 4 months ago. I can't expect to remember that kind of thing. Anyway, I've seen Lincoln, which no one else here has seen or will see until it is released here on the 25th. But I've seen it because I'm special. I get previews.
They're bringing over the coffin specially in.
But I'm not allowed to say. I'm not allowed to say.
It's a sister.
I have signed a document saying that I will not reveal information about Lincoln. So I can't say anything. I can't. I've also seen Wreck-It Ralph, which I can't say nothing about. I've also seen Hitchcock, which I can't say anything about. Which I will say, I'll spell it out for you, is G-R-E-A-T. Can you figure it out, Keith?
Oh, jeez. I think it's a J. Great.
All right. You can't say it. Well, you said it, not me, so you're going to jail.
Whatever is wrong with these shoes, my foot is going to sleep.
He broke the agreement that I wouldn't disclose any. I said I wouldn't disclose any information about Hitchcock until it's released, and he just gave away that it's great. So
no, I said great, so I got the word. I got the word, and said, oh, great, I got the word.
Or, oh, yes, as you said. And I said, oh, great, you got the word, so yeah, great. Okay.
I'm not sure which one I'm
great. Did she?
Okay. I'm trying to think of other things to talk about.
Can I see your glasses?
It's because my face is sick.
The Razzie nominations come out yesterday.
I'm keeping them for the rest of the day.
No, you know, I haven't done mine. So what's all mine?
The Razzie.
Is that you, Johnny?
The Razzie.
Is that you, Lucy?
Oh, Jesus,
I am vastly more
Razzie,
than you.
The Razzie noms
I need them more than you.
Give them back.
Razzie noms. Kian, shush. We have to discuss Razzie noms. So the Razzie noms came out.
Nice.
Razzie noms.
Oh, so there is.
Worst picture. Worst picture.
He hasn't seen one.
Worst picture. Yeah. Breaking Arm Part 2. 1,000 Words, which is the worst film I've ever seen. It is the worst film ever made. There is no film worse than it. Right? It thinks it's a comedy, so it's got the guy and there's a tree. And when all the leaves fall off the tree, he can't talk no more.
Yeah, like Michael McIntyre.
So he walks, this is black guy, he walks to my door. He goes like this. Then they spray the tree, and then he dies. And then he comes and he goes and visits his mother, and she thinks it's his father. Because they're vampires, they're pale.
In the picture,
but pale face. There are black people in college. There are black vampires, and they're really dark. So the white people are really white, black people are really black. See? You should watch one. Okay. Thank you for... yes, now it's time to discuss the Oscar nominations.
Give me your hands.
So, they're being announced live in LA right now. In a moment by Seth MacFarlane and Emma Stone. That's very exciting
That's
news.
Very exciting.
It's only 5:30 a.m. over there.
No.
Hello, can you hear me? I am Maria from Detroit.
No, that's not gonna happen now. We're doing this is serious shit. So.
I like peanuts.
All right, so the nominations are all in here. Yeah, there's some stuff coming in now. Yes, there seems to be some first nominations coming out now. Not yet, okay. Have to see if anything's coming out yet. Here we go. There's a sound checking person on stage in the Oscars room right now. They're getting ready to bring out the nominations. So I've scribbled down a few rough predictions, which I'm going to read out as they're coming out. So
my predictions, Best Picture, Argo, Les Mis, Django, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Zero Dark Thirty. They're all guaranteed. Yeah.
Then there's some kind of optional ones.
Oscar nominations.
So they're the guaranteed Best Picture nominees. And then there's some other ones which might be up, which are Amour, Moonrise Kingdom, Silver Linings Playbook, Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Last year.
Selling Wild. I didn't know that would be in any way close to getting an Oscar.
Oh, it might be. It's one of the kind of. There's six definite ones, and then there's going to be kind of two of these that will be
awesome. One does not simply get an Oscar.
Oh. Well, these aren't people who are getting Oscars, these are people who are nominated. There's a difference.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Last year's Best Picture nominations, we can recap. I should be able to remember them all. There were nine. War Horse, Tree of Life, Midnight in Paris, The Artist, The Descendants, The Help, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, Moneyball, and one more. What
Never
was that
heard
other
of
one?
These movies.
Yeah, that's because you're not a filmy person. Now, what's the ninth one?
I don't know.
What's the ninth one?
Is The Hobbit nominated?
Don't be silly. No, of course not. These are serious awards. They don't give things to films like The Hobbit.
Hey!
No, I mean Lord of the Rings. Yeah, Lord of the Rings masterpieces. The Hobbit, no.
Yes.
I know.
I don't know. I agree with
you. Are wrong. Georges Depardieu has turned to directing. In one day, he made a film. One day. He wrote the screenplay in the first hour, he wrote everything, and he starred himself, and it's about Rasputin in Russia, and that's going to win. It's called Georges Depardieu and Rasputin.
Gerard Depardieu. Gerard Depardieu.
No, Georges Depardieu, his twin brother.
Oh, alright. Well, that film's not out yet in the Britain and the US. What's the other one of last year's Best Picture noms? I can't
remember. We don't know. What's the name of the guy? I don't know how to pronounce it. So Gerard Depardieu or something like that.
Gerard Depardieu, that's who he's talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so
He's Russian now.
Yeah, I know he's Russian, yeah. So what were last
year's? Goddamn people don't want to pay taxes
okay, so
in France.
Again. So,
go to Russia! Best place on earth! Thank you.
I like pizza.
So there's the artists.
Just seen the Oscars already.
They're not coming out yet. They're out in about 3 minutes. Yes. I'm getting texts from Empire.
Are you getting excited?
Yes, I'm incredibly excited. I'm getting texts from Empire about it. Here we go. I've got it. Okay, here we go. Here's some news coming in now. This is exciting, isn't it? Yes, it is. This is exciting. Hashtag Oscars. All right. Jesus. So last year there was The Artist, The Descendants, The Help, War Horse, The Tree of Life, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball. What was that other one?
You have to say it in Russian, not in English accent. Not in English.
What was that other film that was up last year?
We bought it in
last weekend in Paris about the Bordeaux.
What was the other one? Okay, guys.
Okay, that was really random.
Woody's Ball of the Woods.
No. Oh, come on, why won't they bring the nominations out? Will they hurry up? This is not good. I need them to hurry up and bring out the nominations. Anyway.
The message comes in. The nominations will sadly be put up tomorrow. I'm sorry.
They're not being put up, they're being announced.
Announced,
by Seth MacFarlane and Emma Stone, two major stars. Seth MacFarlane is, of course, the host of this year's Oscar ceremony.
Let's
test him out. So, let's see if he even knows the Polish for some of these. Okay. Okay, here we go. We got some breaking news coming in now. Let's find out what this is.
Zero Dark. Oh my God.
Just a few minutes until the Oscar nominations. Jesus Christ. Why do they keep sending me those texts?
On Twitter.
These are various websites that I'm subscribed to text from. Empire Magazine, ComingSoon.net.
Okay. Say something in English and I'll translate it to Polish for some Polish viewers that are extremely sad if they're listening to it.
Okay. These are the nominations for Best Picture in 2013. Best film.
To są nominacje dla najlepszego filmu w 2013 roku.
Zero Dark 30.
Zero Dark 30.
He just said service from due to it.
I know. Okay, Silver Linings Playbook.
I don't know the titles of these in Polish.
Exactly. So
No, read it. Something.
These titles are all stupid. You're not
going to
know.
Okay, we can read the titles in English.
The Miserables.
Yeah, I don't need to translate that.
It's actually called Les Miserables, but...
Les Miserables.
It's Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
It's not Les Miserables, it's Les Miserables. I used to think it was Les...
Les Bones!
Before I did French, I thought it was...
I'm good at Les Misers.
Before I did French...
Let's just do this.
Les Miserables and his big band.
That's director.
Director. You can't translate the names of people. That doesn't make... Okay, breaking news. Here we go. This should be exciting now.
No.
They need to hurry up and bring them out. Okay.
Jesus Christ, this is ridiculous. This is really, it's 1:35 on Oscar nomination day, and there are no nominations out yet.
Actually, when you look around,
The Oscar nominations are exciting. The
Oscar is on.
But these Oscar nominations, these are big.
The honest are bardzo duże, tak.
Are you just saying everything you say?
Czy tłumaczy pan wszystko, co mówię? Yes, I am. Tak.
Okay. Yes.
No, właśnie.
Let's go through some more of my predictions.
No, powiedzmy trochę więcej.
Supporting actor. We got Waltz, DiCaprio, Arkin, Lee Jones, and De Niro.
De Niro, sorry. I'm going. Już nie będę tłumaczył, bo muszę spierdalać.
No,
Nara
I Niro. Third person. Where's Kian? Where's Kian gone? He needs to come back and do our nomination for us. Kian knows about these films.
I don't know. Let's just...
Kian's seen more of these films than I have. Well, than you have.
Let's just...
All right. Let's give our opinions on all the things that might be up for Oscars. So there's Argo.
Will I keep an eye on the phone?
What? No, I'll keep an eye on it.
Oh, yeah, so there's
Argo, which I... It's okay. It's not amazing. I don't want it to win nothing. Then there's Les Miserables, I haven't seen. Django, I haven't seen. Life of Pi, I hated. Lincoln is pretty good. Yeah, I liked it. Zero Dark Thirty, haven't seen. Moonrise,
pretty good.
Zero Dark Thirty is supposed to be amazing. It's gonna win.
What's it about?
It's about Osama bin Laden. I'm watching it on like Saturday. I have a DVD. Then there's Moonrise Kingdom, which is amazing. It's my second favorite movie of last year, after Avengers Assemble. Sorry. Then there's Silver Linings Playbook, haven't seen. Beasts of the Wild is very good. That's probably Kian's, the one Kian is kind of hoping will win, so I wish he'd come back so we can talk about it. Best director.
Okay, calm down.
Here are my rest of my predictions. Best director, Bigelow, Tarantino, Spielberg, Affleck, Lee, maybe Haneke. Actor, Lewis.
Oh no, I thought.
Lewis, Cooper, Jackman, Fox, maybe Gere, maybe Fox, Affleck, Hopkins, all optional. Best actress, definitely Chastain, Cotillard, Lawrence, Reva, Murren. That's pretty guaranteed list. And then supporting actress. We've done that. Supporting actress. No, you can't. Look at my pictures. No.
What the picture on the thing is. When
it's the Big Bang Theory.
Is it? Oh, okay.
This is getting ridiculous. Now, where are the nominations? They're supposed to be coming out. This always happens.
Here.
I always get this. They're here. Here's the package. Thank you. Okay, here we go. We've got something. Something's going on. And here we go. So, best supporting actor. Christoph Waltz for... that's Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained, okay? So that's expected. Philip Seymour Hoffman. Now that's one I forgot about. It's Philip Seymour Hoffman for The Master. Robert De Niro for Silver Linings Playbook. Alan Arkin for Argo and Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln. Now, they've all won the award before. So who did I say would be up? That isn't up DiCaprio. DiCaprio is the clear one that's being left out. So that's kind of strange, isn't it, Jimmy? And you can argue DiCaprio's not up for Giant. Okay, we've got another award coming out now. Here we go. Best song, Before My Time from Chasing Ice. Pie's Lullaby from Life of Pi.
Oh.
Suddenly from Les Miserables. Everybody Needs a Best Friend from Ted. That is a great song. And Skyfall.
Yeah.
From, I think it's from Avengers, am I right? Skyfall, that song is from Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So we've got another one out now, I think. Seth MacFarlane is now nominated for an Oscar because he wrote that song.
Which one?
Everybody Needs a Best Friend from Ted. He made Ted, and he's hosting the Oscars. Okay, now, Best Supporting Actress. This is a big one now. Sally Field for Lincoln, Anne Hathaway for Les Miserables, Jackie Weaver, Helen Hunt, and Amy Adams. Now, I do not know what Jackie Weaver was nominated for. I don't even know who she is, to be honest. Helen Hunt is for The Sessions, and Amy Adams is for The Master. Jackie Weaver, that's an odd one. I'll have to find out more about that.
I'm actually excited up until now.
And you're not excited anymore?
No, it's just you got me excited.
When Best Picture comes out, that's...
Yeah.
Where is Key and Ice? Come on. Hey, you 5 days on, you pretend to be attracted to Harry Weinstein. Okay. So we're just waiting for the next batch of nominations. I'm going to say the next one will probably be Best Director or Best Animated Film.
What the hell does that even say? Oh, that's Picture. I cannot read your...
This is very exciting. We've got about 15 minutes left of time, so we just have to wait for them. Okay, we've got another one coming in right now. Here we go. This is Best Foreign Language Film. So Amour, No, War Witch, A Royal Affair, and Kon-Tiki. So The Intouchables, blatant What's the word for when something gets left out? It's like a snub. Blatant snub is The Untouchables, which is actually one of the highest grossing films of the year. And it's not in this, but Holy Motor is also being left out. That's a great film. But No is a pretty surprise. War Witch also, don't know what that is. Never heard of it. No one expected that.
New message.
Here we go. So here's another one now. This is for Best Adapted Screenplay. So, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Argo, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Life of Pi. That's pretty expected. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I mean, Les Miserables is also one, but that wasn't really expected to be up for one. So that's pretty blatantly obvious, yeah.
That was Best Picture, right?
What?
What was that one that we just saw?
That was Best Adapted Screenplay.
Oh, yeah.
That's not very important. Now, here we go. We got Best Original Screenplay. This is big. Flight is nominated. Okay, that is usually every movie here is up for Best Picture. So Flight, that is a good sign for Flight, because I was thinking Flight might be up in the slot that Extremely Loud got last year. Zero Dark Thirty, Django, Amour, Moonrise Kingdom. Moonrise Kingdom, amazing script. That was my best script on the Buzz Hub this year. But I'd say Flight has a good chance of being up for Best Picture now. Now we've got Best Director. Here we go. David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook. That's a big surprise. Ang Lee for Life of Pi. Steven Spielberg for Lincoln. Michael Haneke for Amour. And Ben Zetlin, who I'm afraid to say I've never heard of. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he's made. Or maybe he made Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Maybe.
Yes, I think he's the guy who made Beasts of the Southern Wild. So that's a good sign. That means Catherine Bigelow not there. Not a good sign for the director of Zero Dark Thirty. Now, Best Actor. Daniel Day-Lewis, Denzel Washington, Hugh Jackman, Bradley Cooper, Joaquin Phoenix. So who's missing there? Bradley Cooper is there. John Hawks is missing. So Denzel has taken the place that I thought would be taken by John Hawks. Also not there. Jamie Foxx isn't there. Ben Affleck, Anthony Hopkins, Richard Gere. They're all missing from that list. But Jesus, this is really weird. These are all weird nominations. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
Ben Zetlin is definitely the guy who made... Ben Zeitlin? He's definitely the guy who made Beasts of the Southern
New message.
Wild. Okay, I'm going to say this is the Best Actress now, am I right? Yeah, so this is Naomi Watts for The Impossible, Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook, Emmanuel Riva for Amour, and Quvenzhané Wallace, who is 8 years old.
Really? What movie?
Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Oh,
why isn't he in here? Keen would be dead. Beasts of the Southern Wild now is almost certain to get. The Oscar nominations are coming out right now. This is so exciting. We're recording.
The Oscars.
Yeah, the nominations are coming out this second. We just got Best Actress, for which Quvenzhané Wallace is nominated for Beasts of the Southern Wild. She's only 8 or 9 years old, so.
I think she's 8.
I know, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
She might be 10 or 11.
Maybe.
Well, anyway, she's great, and that is really amazing. Helen Mirren, I think, is the one who's missing from that list. I'll have to check again.
Lovely touch.
Yeah, Helen Mirren is missing class. Okay, we've got another one. This might be, what's this going to be now? Here we go, this is Best Picture. So this is it. This is Best Picture at the 2013 Academy Awards, okay? Silver Linings Playbook. That's a big surprise. That's Silver Linings Playbook, the David O. Russell film now. Zero Dark Thirty, no surprise. Lincoln, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Amour, Django Unchained, and Argo. That's it. That's 8 films. That's 8 films. It's one less than last year. And I have seen 3 of those.
Oh, 3.
3 out of 7.
Okay.
So that's it. That's the best film nominations at the Academy Awards this year. That's Beasts of the Southern Wild is also up for Best Picture. So there's 9 Best Picture nominations. That's another one. So there's the same number of as last year, so go through them. So same number of Best Pictures last year. So we got... So, Best Picture. Beasts of the Southern Wild. Silver Linings Playbook. Zero Dark Thirty. Lincoln. Name is... Ian. Beasts of the Southern Wild is up for Best Picture.
What?
Beasts of the Southern Wild is up for Best Picture.
Really?
Yeah. And the actress is up for Best Actress. And it's up for Best Director.
Told you. So you didn't like it, but I like it.
I liked it. I liked it.
The artist, Beast of the Southern Wild.
Yeah, it's not going to win anything, but, you know, it's nominated. These are the Best Picture nominations. You missed the whole thing, right? Silver Linings Playbook, Zero Dark Thirty, Lincoln, Les Miserables, Life and Pi, Amour, which is the first foreign language film to be up for it in many years, I'd say.
What's the first?
First is Silver Linings Playbook. It's about, it's kind of a romantic comedy drama about people with, what's it called when you're kind of a version of schizophrenia?
Bipolar,
yeah.
Yeah, what language though?
Oh, it's English. They're all English except for Amour. Amour is the one about the old people with Alzheimer's dying. That's what it's about.
Sure. Sounds very French.
Oh, yeah. It's actually Swedish guy who made it.
It sounds French.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a French film. It's called Amour. Oh, I got another text.
Do you think Trollhunters was bad?
Trollhunter? I didn't see Trollhunter.
It looked bad.
So anyway, Seth MacFarlane's up for Best Song.
That's my English copy.
Oh, did you? Great. That's a surprise. So let's go through some of the big ones again, just for a minute. So, Best Actress, Naomi Watts, Chastain, Lawrence, Reva, Crevenzine Wallace. That's great that Crevenzine Wallace is up for Best Actress, isn't it? I'd say she's the youngest actress ever to be up for Best Actress. Best Actor then, we've got Daniel Day, we've got Denzel, Hugh Jackman, Bradley Cooper, Joaquin Phoenix. So obviously, Best Picture, snubs, The Master, Moonrise Kingdom.
It's back.
Yeah. So they're really the only big ones. Moonrise Kingdom. James, look, I perfectly predicted the Best Picture nominees. I got them all, right? Argo, Mimis, Django, Life Fight, Lincoln, Zero Dark Thirty, Amour, Silver Linings, and Beasts of the Southern Wild. There's just one I put in it off there. So I said there would be 10, and I put in Moonrise Kingdom. There were 9. Moonrise Kingdom is not being nominated. That is not good, because Moonrise Kingdom is a masterpiece. But, you know, Best Director now, David O. Russell, Ang Lee, Spielberg, Haneke.
We know.
Yeah, so Catherine Bigelow's not up for that. That's odd. Ben Affleck also not up for that. Very strange. But Beast of the Southern Wild is, and that is great news. So that's the 2013 Oscar nominations. That ends our very first edition of Movie Taco. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in on this lovely day and listening to us announcing the Oscar nominations as they
Mommy,
come out.
If you're listening, hello.
Tune in next week, where we will be discussing the hotly anticipated new Tarantino film, Django Unchained, which is multi-Oscar nominee. It's up for Best Picture, it's up for Best Supporting Actor, and I think that's it. But anyway.
Do we have musical?
Some people are saying, that's good.
No. I don't think so. You can find a full list of Oscar nominations, including Best Animated Film and all of those, up on our website, BuzzHub, right now. Next week, we'll be discussing Django Unchained, also Zero Dark Thirty, Lincoln, all the big films coming out between now and the beginning of February. Very exciting. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. See you very soon. Goodbye.
Jimmy Lucas.